I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Mike's already up. Okay, because we don't have time for the whole intro. We've got way too much to do. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm just Doug McBurney, and I'm here to help. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to Bob Enyart Live. Bob has again gotten onto the Batcopter, and he's headed to another radio station, or possibly a TV station, for an interview. Compartmentalization of information. I don't have all the facts. Will doesn't have all the facts. No one has all the facts so that none of us can be captured and tortured and get the information, at least not all of it. Anyway, Bob is elsewhere and he's asked me to sit in. And I just came to the studio. Well, wait a minute. Before I get to that, did you see this interview last night with Governor Ritter? Governor Ritter, he has a budget problem. Are you aware of that? He has a bit of a budget problem. He's got a $60 million hole in Colorado's budget. And so he's apparently going to confiscate $9 million from the hapless potheads of Colorado in order to fill a small portion of that budget gap. Now, when the government steals money from normal people, it's bad. It's bad through their confiscatory tax policies. It's a crime. But when you steal money from people who are obviously disabled, sick, suffering, and stoned, I think it's an even greater sin. But what got me about the interview, by the way, there have been 150,000 150,000 applications for medical marijuana cards in Colorado, and there were over 40,000 last year. That means over 200,000 of our fellow citizens, mostly young, seemingly healthy white males, are suffering every day. It's just sad. But what got me about the interview, and it's something that I've been noticing in our politics as of late, when Bill Ritter was asked, is it legal what you are about to do? There's apparently some question as to the legality as to whether this dope fund can be rated for general use in the budget. There's some debate about whether or not it's legal. Apparently, the Colorado Constitution makes it quite clear that it's not legal in any way. So a keen young reporter asked Governor Ritter, is this legal what you're about to do? And Ritter's answer was, I'm confident we have the ability to do it. Thank you very much, and he left the room. I've noticed this with our politicians these days. Whether or not it's legal, whether or not it's moral, those are not the top considerations. The top consideration is, do we have the ability to do it? And Bill Ritter is confident that he has the ability, because who's going to complain? The potheads, they can barely get up before noon. They're not going to complain. That we conservatives, we would prefer that there was no pot fund for the governor to raid. Anyway, it's just disturbing. And if you're disturbed, feel free to call and bother me with it if you'd like. The number is 1-800-8-369-278. That's the number to call to get on the air live and speak your mind to the state of Colorado, 1-800-8-369-278. Give us a call if you disagree. Or if you donated to the pot fund and you're just wiping the sleep out of your eyes and you have an opinion on what the governor's going to do with the money you thought you were doing to using that money to buy medication. Anyway, I just came to the studio from the fulfillment center down at the personhood offices, the mycampaigntracker.org, and it's literally buzzing with activity. It's like a beehive. So if you've not gone to mycampaigntracker.org and signed up to do your part to help spread the personhood message, get on mycampaigntracker.org right now. And someone, you can decide what you want to do, and someone will even call you and make sure that you got everything set up. By the way, you can join me and my beautiful 9-year-old daughter, Nicole. We will be doing a literature drop down in the Aurora Parker area, Aurora Parker Centennial. We're going to be meeting this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Grab a pen and write this down because I really need more people to show up. I need someone to show up who can keep up with Nicole. So, because I can't do it. She's wearing me out there. So we're doing a literature drop last Thursday. I'm working one end of the street, one side of the street. My daughter Nicole is working the other side of the street. And every four or five houses, she comes across and does one of mine and says, "Say, Dad, you can take a break." And I'm embarrassed. She has limitless energy. So come along and bring your children. We're going to be meeting at the McDonald's at the corner of Arapahoe and Parker. The McDonald's, the address is 6462 Parker Road in the Arapahoe Crossing Shopping Center. That'll be this Thursday. Meet us at 6 p.m. We'll get an ice cream at McDonald's, and then we'll go do the literature drop, and we could have a contest to see if anyone can keep up with my 9-year-old daughter, Nicole. 6 o'clock, Thursday evening. Parker and Arapahoe, the McDonald's, there is a play place there. Show up early, your kids can hang around, play with my kids. It'd be a lot of fun. But the Order Fulfillment Center, I couldn't believe it. Just buzzing with activity. They're on the internet finding out what people want to do. They're calling people, making sure that people are locked on, making sure that people get their literature, bumper stickers, yard signs, advice if you want to write a letter to the editor. It's awesome. It's happening. The campaign is in full swing, as they like to say. So feel free to come out. Feel free to go to mycampaigntracker.org. Feel free to show up at my lit drop Thursday night. And then Bob Enyard himself, if he survives this interview this afternoon, if he's not in prison shortly thereafter, Bob will be doing a literature drop. They'll be meeting at the McDonald's in Arvada at 64th and... No, it's not. It's 58th. Where is the McDonald's? Help me out here. 58th and Kipling. I knew that. Let me write that down. You write that down too. 58th and Kipling, Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. See if you can keep up with any of Bob's kids. It's a great exercise, I'll tell you what. All right, so we've done Bill Ritter, and nobody out there seems to care. Nobody seems to care that we've legalized marijuana in the state of Colorado, and now the government is going to get hooked on the money from it. Not only are we going to have teenagers hooked on dope, ruining their lives, the government's going to be hooked on dope money, and you people don't care. You just don't care. You don't care enough to call and speak your mind about it. But maybe I've said that all that needs to be said. Governor Ritter has the ability to do it, and the potheads, and the humanists, all you people out there, you're too asleep to even care about what's going on. It's pathetic. All right. Well, let's move on. Okay, I'll give the number. 1-800-8-369-278 if you care enough to call. 1-800-8-369-278. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Big news. This is from yesterday. And I don't know if this was covered on the broadcast yesterday. I hope I'm not repeating. I didn't get a chance to hear the show yesterday. I was in an isolation chamber, unfortunately. Apparently, a judge has ruled against Barack Obama in the funding of embryonic stem cell research. Now, you're all familiar, I'm sure, with what embryonic stem cell research is, right? It's basically the killing and eating of innocent young children. The killing and eating of innocent young children. Barack Obama, apparently, let me see here. Barack Obama issued an executive order not long after he took office, back in March of 2009. He issued an executive order permitting the National Institutes of Health to conduct and fund studies on the killing and eating of babies. And now, a judge who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, by the way, you know, you often hear on this broadcast how these Republican judges are as bad as the liberals. Well, even a stop clock is right twice a day. And here we've got a Reagan judge who has struck down Barack Obama's executive order. And apparently, embryonic stem cell research at that's the killing and eating of babies at the National Institutes of Health has been suspended, at least as far as we know. So look at that. A Reagan-appointed judge finally does something I agree with. Now, he may not have done it for all the right reasons. He says that Obama's executive order violates the Dickey Wicker Amendment. I said the Dickey Wicker Amendment. That's right. Now, you're all familiar with the Dickey Wicker Amendment, I'm sure. It unambiguously prohibits the use of federal funds for all research in which a human embryo is destroyed. So that's where we are in America. Here in the early 21st century, we have to pass a law against killing and eating babies. Can you believe this? And then the president violates the law, and then the judge has to strike that down. How are we fighting over the killing and eating of babies? How is that we're arguing about that? Let's go to Colorado Springs on the phones. Paul, speak your mind.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Paul.
I was calling about the Ritter thing.
Governor Ritter. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it amazes me how if people interject how they're going to do something wicked, but they can make money doing it, that just justifies doing it.
Isn't that the story of human nature? And it's sad, isn't it, Paul?
Well, we had a thing down here in the Springs a couple of years back where they were trying to get...
Hey, Paul, roll up your window, man.
Oh, I'm on a roof. I'm sorry.
He's on a roof. Don't jump, Paul. It's not that bad.
But no, they had a thing down here in the Springs where they were trying to get same-sex benefits for Colorado Springs employees in the hopes that it would make Southwest Airlines want to relocate down here. And I thought, you know, prostitutes are the ones that go out and change their morality for money. I mean, they just sell themselves for money. And it just seems like we're so willing to do that if we can see a tax or some way to increase our budgets over doing something wicked. And you say, I would never do that, but if there's money involved, I'll do it. And I just think it's sick.
Yes, yes. Paul, you're right. In the less than immortal words of, who was that 80s pop singer? She had multicolored hair. Oh, I'm just drawing a blank. Cyndi Lauper, in the less than immortal words of Cyndi Lauper, money changes everything. Doesn't it? And you know what the problem is, Paul, is we've got an awful lot of knowledge, but we seem to have departed from the path of wisdom. We've got all kinds of knowledge. I mean, the law that legalized marijuana and the mechanisms by which the taxes were collected, these are all very sophisticated mechanisms and apparatus that were installed by obviously intelligent people with all kinds of knowledge, but they don't have any wisdom, Paul.
I think you're exactly right.
All right. Well, it makes me want to join you up on the roof, Paul. We could just sit up there and commiserate.
Oh, I'm working.
Good for you, Paul. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you so much for calling the show, Paul. God bless you out there and be safe up on that roof.
You bet. Thanks, Doug.
All right. That was Paul from Colorado Springs. Outstanding. So a lot of knowledge. You know, this embryonic stem cell research, that takes some really smart guys. These are degreed, educated, PhD scientists who have all kinds of knowledge, but they're not wise enough to realize that they're luring the population into killing and eating babies. which to me is a radical policy. I'm not going to say that I'm a saint. I'll never even say I'm a good person, but I'm against killing and eating babies. I mean, that's, could we at least draw the line there? Please. Can we? No, we can't, can we? So now there's going to be some legal maneuvering over this. By the way, the lawsuit was filed in part by an organization called Nightlight Christian Adoptions. And they filed against this stem cell research mandate from Barry Ho's office. And I've got a quote from their executive director, Ron Stoddart. He says, quote, "Frequently people will say, why are you opposed to stem cell research? And of course, our answer is, we're not. We're not. I'm not. I'm not against stem cell research." But I should have said unquote. Anyway, back to the quote from Stoddart. He says, quote, "We're opposed to the destruction of the embryos to get embryonic stem cells." That's, we're opposed to the killing and eating of babies, to put it more simply for the layman. So that Paul up on the roof, Paul may not have a PhD, but Paul realizes that you shouldn't be killing and eating babies so that geezers don't have to have a liver transplant or they can get up off their hover round now and then. I mean, Paul's up on a roof working. He may not be the most educated man in the world. I myself never finished college. And maybe Paul didn't either, but we have enough wisdom to realize that we have to draw the line. Now, what else do I have here? I don't really care about the rest of that. Oh, wait a minute. A quote from the enemy, the advocates for the killing and eating of babies, the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research. Isn't that cute? They call themselves the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, and what they specialize in is butchering and experimenting on babies. Anyway, they say that this lawsuit from the likes of Nightlight Christian Adoptions is simply the latest maneuver by an ideologically driven fringe group. So if you're against butchering and experimenting on babies, you're apparently a part of the fringe. I'm happy to hang out with the fringe. I think our goal with this personhood campaign in Colorado is to bring the culture back into the fringe. Yes, the fringe that says we should not butcher and experiment on and devour babies. We need to bring the culture back. I think killing babies is a fringe. I think only a crazy person or just a really evil person would advocate killing babies. And even worse, to butcher their bodies, do experiments on them, and then literally consume them. To me, that's radical. To me, that's fringe. Do you disagree? Do you disagree? Well, call us. We're at 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8. Grab a pen, grab a pencil, write the number down if you've got the nerve to call. 1-800-836-9278. All right, now I've been talking a little bit about knowledge, education, a little bit about wisdom. Well, there's a story out of Indianapolis. There's been some research done out in Indianapolis and some surprising results. Apparently, a study out there shows that teenagers who go to driver's ed, you know, driver's education classes, those teenagers who go to those classes are more likely to crash than those who do not take the classes. And researchers are somewhat surprised at this because, after all, these children have more education than their counterparts who did not go to driver's ed. But according to the study, drivers under 18 who took the driver's ed class had nearly four times as many crashes as the average uneducated 18-year-old out there driving mom and dad's car. So you see, folks, education and knowledge are not necessarily the answer to the problems that we have, whether it's driving or not. The reason most young people crash their car is because they simply haven't developed the wisdom and the driving skills necessary to avoid collisions. And you can educate a 15-year-old all you want, but how can you make him wise in the decisions he makes on the highway? See, it's not all about education. You can go get a PhD and end up chopping up babies and experimenting on their butchered, flayed bodies. It's about wisdom. In fact, we could even go to the scripture. Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob Enyart Live that you would like to censor anyone who would ever dare even think about considering the possibility of quoting a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Let's go to Genesis in the third chapter in the 22nd verse. This is shortly after Adam ate from the tree. The tree that God had commanded him not to eat from. Does anyone remember what the name of that tree was? That's right, the tree of knowledge. It was called the tree of knowledge. And it basically represented a decision that man made between the wisdom of God and our own knowledge. And in Genesis 3, the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." And what do you think God did after that? Did he set up a university? Did he hand out a diploma? No. It says, "Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken." God was not happy with the decision made by Adam to choose knowledge over a relationship with God and the wisdom that engenders. So keep that in mind, parents, as you educate your children. And education is important. Your children need to know how to cipher and how to read. I'm all for that. But don't confuse education with wisdom, and don't leave God out of the equation when you consider the education of your children. But don't leave His Word out of the equation, because your child, as they grow, will learn more from the Word of God regarding everything, whether it's mathematics, science, physics, history, sociology. They'll learn more from the Bible than they will from their school books, because they'll develop the wisdom to know what is right. And developing the wisdom to know what is right and having a relationship with God that enables you to actually do what's right is far more important than your ciphering skills. Okay? It's far more important than I before E, except after C, and never start a sentence with and. Far more important. Okay. So there you have it. Now let's go on. By the way, did I mention my literature drop? I really need to promote this because I didn't have enough people show up at my last one. I was kind of depressing. But boy, the people who showed up were high quality. I'll tell you what. And that makes all the difference. But I will be this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the McDonald's at Parker and Arapaho, just on the border of Centennial and Aurora. I think you have to actually step into Aurora to get to that McDonald's. And that's fine. Thursday, 6 p.m., the McDonald's at 6462 Parker Road. And we will go to a precinct. And my 9-year-old daughter will literally leave you sucking wind on the side of the street by the time we're done. If you need to burn some calories and you want to do the right thing, you want to spread the gospel, well, come on out. Because we'll be there with bells on. McDonald's, 6462 Parker Road, Arapaho Crossing Shopping Center, 6 o'clock this Thursday. And tomorrow at 5:30 at the McDonald's at 58th and Kipling, Bob Enyart will be there if he's not thrown into jail after this interview coming up this afternoon. And we don't have any indication as of right now that he will be arrested. Am I correct? All indications are that he will remain free. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Littleton. And Gordon, speak your mind.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gordon. How's life in Littleton?
It's wonderful. First,
crazy.
I had to say something, though. You started off the show saying this is not Bob Enyart, it's just Doug McBurney. And I just want to tell you, there is no just in front of Doug McBurney.
Oh, well, Gordon, I really appreciate that. That's good to hear. Thank you so much.
And second off, I want to tell you why it is that the 18-year-olds that go to public school are having more crashes.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, it's because that there is a strong contagion in the public school system that causes kids to need medical marijuana to correct it. And that causes more crashes for the people that take those courses. Doesn't it all make sense? It's brilliant. It's obvious.
Gordon, you're tying it all together for me, brother.
Hey, but thanks to you and all you guys that are doing such great work on the Personhood Amendment, because we need to get that passed this time. It's absolutely vital, and you guys have just been working tirelessly, and I wanted to say God bless you guys for that and keep up the good work.
Gordon, thank you so much for your encouragement. We really need it. Folks, go to mycampaigntracker.org. If you're not sure what to do, this website will literally tell you. You can pick from a list. It's easy. You don't need a PhD. Although we will accept people with PhDs. You could get yard signs, bumper stickers. You could write a letter to the editor. You could do a literature drop in your precinct. I'll even come and help you. As long as you're not in Aurora. No, I'm just kidding. I'll even come to Aurora. I'll even go to that area around the Westminster Mall. I'm willing. I'll go. I'll be there. All right. So Gordon ties it all together with the young kids out there crashing their cars. That's why we call it the brightest audience in the nation. All right. Do we have anything else of any interest? MyCampaignTracker.org. Write that down. Because you can be a part of the most significant social movement of your lifetime. All right. Now, something else. Just in case you were thinking about climbing up on the roof with Paul, we've got some encouraging news. According to a report, research by a research firm called SNL Kagan, which is apparently a reputable research group. They say the number of subscribers to cable, satellite, and telecom TV services in the U.S. fell for the first time ever in the second quarter of 2010. Praise the Lord! All the people who have managed to avoid medical marijuana, they're generally addicted to cable TV, and it's finally starting to fall off. It's starting to drop off. Now, the researchers say that we believe economic factors such as low housing formation, high unemployment rate contribute to subscriber declines for the second quarter. So it's more a money thing. Like we said, money changes everything, even if you're addicted to cable. If you run out of dough, you realize suddenly you're more addicted to protein and fiber and food and things like that, clothing, shelter, and you can live without the cable TV. But don't give up the internet, folks, because that's the only way to get to KGOV.com and listen to the archives of this broadcast. And don't give up your radio, because that's the only place you can hear the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the gospel for the Rocky Mountains. Where you're listening to us right now, I'm Doug McBurney. I'll be back with you at some time in the not-too-distant future when Bob is again overtaken by events. I want to thank you for being here. Go to mycampaigntracker.org, and I'll see you at the lit drop Thursday night, McDonald's, Arapahoe and Parker. God bless you, do right, and risk the consequences.